Extracts from Adam's Diary, translated from the original manuscript by Mark Twain. Introduction. Note. I translated a portion of this diary some years ago, and a friend of mine printed a few copies in an incomplete form, but the public never got them. Since then I have deciphered some more of Adam's hieroglyphics, and think he has now become sufficiently important as a public character to justify this publication. M.T. Monday. This new creature with the long hair is a good deal in the way. It is always hanging around and following me about. I don't like this. I'm not used to company. I wish it would stay with the other animals. Cloudy today, wind in the east, think we shall have rain. Where did I get that word? Ah, I remember now, the new creature uses it. Tuesday. Been examining the great waterfall. It is the finest thing on the estate, I think. The new creature calls it Niagara Falls. Why? I'm sure I do not know. Says it looks like Niagara Falls. That is not a reason. It is mere waywardness and imbecility. I get no chance to name anything myself. The new creature names everything that comes along before I can get in a protest. And always that same pretext is offered. It looks like the thing. There is the dodo, for instance, says the moment one looks at it, one sees at a glance that it looks like a dodo. It will have to keep that name, no doubt. It worries me to fret about it, and it does no good anyway. Dodo. It looks no more like a dodo than I do. Wednesday. Built me a shelter against the rain, but could not have it to myself in peace. The new creature intruded. When I tried to put it out, it shed water out of the holes it looks with, and whipped it away with the back of its paws, and made a noise such as some of the other animals make when they are in distress. I wish it would not talk. It is always talking. That sounds like a cheap fling at the poor creature. A slur, but I do not mean it so. I have never heard the human voice before, and any new and strange sound intruding itself here upon the solemn hush of these dreaming solitudes offends my ear and seems a false note. And this new sound is so close to me. It is right at my shoulder, right at my ear, first on one side and then on the other, and I am used only to sounds that are more or less distant from me. Friday. The naming goes recklessly on, in spite of anything I can do. I had a very good name for the estate, and it was musical and pretty. Garden of Eden. Privately, I continue to call it that, but not any longer publicly. The new creature says it is all woods and rocks and scenery, and therefore has no resemblance to a garden. Says it looks like a park, and does not look like anything but a park. Consequently, without consulting me, it has been new named Niagara Falls Park. This is sufficiently high-handed, it seems to me, and already there is a sign up, keep off the grass. My life is not as happy as it was. Saturday. The new creature eats too much fruit. We are going to run short, most likely. We. Again, that is its word. Mine too now, from hearing it so much. Good deal of fog this morning. I do not go out in the fog myself. The new creature does. It goes out in all weathers, and stumps right in with its muddy feet, and talks. It used to be so pleasant and quiet here. Sunday. pulled through. The day is getting to be more and more trying. It was selected and set apart last November as a day of rest. I already had 6 of them per week before. This morning found the new creature trying to claw apples out of that forbidden tree. Monday. The new creature says its name is Eve. That's all right, I have no objections. Says it is to call it by when I want it to come. I said it was superfluous then. The word evidently raised me in its respect, and indeed it is a large, good word and will bear repetition. It says it is not an it is a she. This is probably doubtful, yet it is all one to me. What she is were nothing to me if she would, but go by herself and not talk. Tuesday. She has littered the whole estate with execrable names and offensive signs. This way to the whirlpool. This way to Goat Island. Cave of the Winds. This way. She says this park would make a tidy summer resort if there was any custom for it. Summer resort? Another invention of hers. Just words without any meaning. What is summer resort? But it is best not to ask her. She has such a rage for explaining. Friday. She has taken to beseeching me to stop going over the falls. What harm does it do? Says it makes her shudder. I wonder why. I have always done it, always liked the plunge and the excitement and the coolness. I supposed it was what the falls were for. They have no other use that I can see, and they must have been made for something. She says they were only made for scenery, like the rhinoceros and the mastodon. I went over the falls in a barrel, not satisfactory to her. I went over in a tub, still not satisfactory. Swam the whirlpool and the rapids in a fig leaf suit. It got much damaged. Hence, tedious complaints about my extravagance. I am too much hampered here. What I need is a change of scene. Saturday. I escaped last Tuesday night and traveled 2 days and built me another shelter in a secluded place and obliterated my tracks as well as I could. But she hunted me out by means of a beast which she has tamed and calls a wolf, and came making that pitiful noise again and shedding the water out of the places she looks with. I was obliged to return with her, but will presently migrate again when occasion offers. She engages herself in many foolish things, among others, trying to study out why the animals called lions and tigers live on grass and flowers, when, as she says, the sort of teeth they wear would indicate that they were intended to eat each other. This is foolish, because to do that would be to kill each other. And that would introduce what, as I understand it, is called death. And death, as I have been told, has not yet entered the park, which is a pity on some accounts. Sunday. Pulled through. Monday. I believe I see what the week is for. It is to give time to rest up from the weariness of Sunday. It seems a good idea. She has been climbing that tree again. Clawed her out of it. She said nobody was looking. Seems to consider that a sufficient justification for chancing any dangerous thing. Told her that. The word justification moved her admiration and envy too, I thought. It is a good word.